Hey, thank you. It is so wonderful to be here. Thank you all for coming out. Matt, is there any way we can get a little bit of house lights? I mean, I sure love to see people, and we won't do it so much that you're all going, but maybe is there a way to just get a little bit of house lights so I can see the people on the front row who have matching shoes. I can see that far. And I find that immensely appealing, but maybe there's more than just one set of matching shoes. I'm sorry?
The nail varnish matches as well.
That's probably too much information for me. I love your relationship. I support you completely. But the whole nail polish thing, really, it's great. Let me get in tune, and then there's a wonderful upright piano backstage, and there was, and most likely still is. I don't know that it's moved in the last, since Chip and I, this is Chip Dolan, since we just walked out. But it had a... a piece written by Chopin. So we've worked up a new opening with Chopin, and it'll probably be the only time you'll hear Chopin open a folk show, would be my guess. Soldiers, they're in the way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. A man with a flag, he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her skirt. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind. It comes and blows another baseball field. Another pop fly, another bunch of boys, there's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Well, there's a kid at bat, and there's a kid on first. There's a mother in the stand, she's dying of thirst. There's a father brings a Coke, a swing, there's a miss. There's a father brings a Coke, and a father, he gets a kiss. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind. It comes and blows. Another baseball field. Another pop fly. Another bunch of boys. There's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Baseball field, another pot fly, there's another bunch of boys, there's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Well, there's soldiers in a way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag, he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind. It comes and blows. Another baseball field. Another pop fly. Another bunch of boys. There's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Soldiers in a way of harm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I love that Chopin opening. It's called Nocturne. It's not the Nocturne or a Nocturne. It's called Nocturne. I didn't know that. I just learned that.
Now she lives in a trailer. She's on the outskirts of Reno. She plays quarter slots in the locals' casino. And every round, it goes higher, it goes higher. She sings Soldiers of the Cross. She got a drink in one hand, coins in the other. They drop in the slot, one after another. And every round, it goes higher, it goes higher. She sings Soldiers of the Cross. Oh, when was it? 48,
49.
She was a girl on the Hill County line. In a church with no screens, she waved a paper fan. She sang Soldiers of the Cross. Casino. And every round it goes higher, she sings Soldiers of the Cross. She sings, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. writer, she sings soldiers of the cross. She sings that we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. She sang soldiers of the cross.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mennonite, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go from that casino and trailer to a song about a Mennonite boy. I'm not going to go, like I say, I'm trying, these shows, I'm trying not to talk so much. I'm trying to, really, it's almost impossible, but I'm doing a pretty good job. I'm down to, I don't know, 6-8 minutes every 12 or 14 where I talk. I'm gonna keep this real tight. It's just a story. You know, I love stories so much, and this one's about a Mennonite kid. Mennonites are, for you that didn't know, and I didn't know, I just heard the story and wrote it down. You know, he could have been Hare Krishna, and it would have come out the same, but the Mennonites split off from the Amish, is what I've heard. And they're very close-knit religious communities, and he lived in this religious community. He was a kid, and he came north out of Mexico into Texas to work, to make money, because everybody's so broke in Mexico. And so he gets up there, and he gets away from, you know, where the family is real close, and they stay really in touch with their religious beliefs, and he gets up into Texas, where we have lots of bars. I mean, just county line bars where women wear really, really short skirts. I mean, really short. They wear these high, knee-high red boots, and they wear push-up bras. It's like a candy store. What can you expect a young man to do? He was a Mennonite, came from Mexico. He went to work for his uncle out in West Laco. He's building trailers. Hell, he could build anything out of metal and fix any machine. Well, praise be to Jesus, glory and accord. But when you're 21 years old, you get kind of bored staying home every night just to worship in the Lord. He bought a pearl snap shirt stitched with horses and stars, got a handsome pair of boots, started driving past bars where women wore short skirts. They made out in cars, they drank beer by the quart out of mason jars. They drank beer at the county line bars. Oh, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, he went off to explore, and Christopher Columbus off to find a new shore. A young Mennonite walks through a barroom door. It set our heart to dance on a tight t-shirt that was tucked in the waist of a short, short skirt. She's standing at the bar, she's holding court. She's got a push-up bra for extra support. The boys fell like pigeons, they fell. Her strong pale legs, red boots to her knees, red boots to her knees. Well, who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer? The back seat of cars. Well, on the floorboard, there's a short, short skirt. It's wrapped in the arms of a pearl snap shirt. Sure. Well, it's been 5 years. It never was hard. He never much thought more about the Lord, and she just quit. Quit going to bars. They got married, had kids. It never was hard. So who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer, the back seat of cars? Well, on the floorboard, there's a short, short skirt wrapped in the arms of a pearl snap shirt. Thank you.
Boxes.
Thank you very much. Martin, I sure like your venue. This sure feels good in here. I love those cushions over there. You guys look so comfortable. Are you okay? Are you comfortable? Okay, just checking. There's a woman, puts things in boxes, keepsakes mostly of her kids. There are snapshots of gap-toothed boys and girls. There are pictures and drawings they did. And there are trophies, ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride. And there's a stack of old Valentine cards. I love you, it's written inside. Well, there's a hat, something borrowed. There's a veil, something new. There's a Bible, it's something old. And there's a letter, something blue. There's a letter, something blue. Came on a day, turned black. A grateful nation informs you, your first lieutenant, well, he's not coming back. There are Valentine cards, there are Valentine cards. Some flowers carefully dried. There are Valentine cards, there are Valentine cards. I love you is written inside. Mostly of her kids. There are snapshots of gap-toothed boys and girls. There are pictures, drawings they did. And there are trophies, ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride. And there's a stack of old Valentine cards. I love you is written inside. Well, there's a stack of old Valentine cards. I love you is written inside.
Thank you.
This is Chip Dolan. There are not many players on earth that that you can walk on stage and say in 5 minutes, how about working up a Chopin piece to open the show with? And he was like, yeah, what key you want it in? I thought that was beautiful. Well, I'm going to do some new stuff. I mean, I'm getting two questions. Do you have a new record? And the answer is no. I got a lot of material, but it hadn't formed a record. And the other question is,
Tell a story.
I'll tell a story. And the other question is, where'd all your hair go? And I cut it all off. It was nasty. It was like having dog hair. I smelled like a wet Irish setter all the time. I mean, even when it was dry, even out in the sun, it smelled like a wet Irish setter. And hygiene is not one of my strong points. It's not a strong point. Thank you for that word. I may need others tonight. Let's keep that brain of yours working. I may need some. It had like branches and leaves and stuff in it. You know, it's just weird. Well, okay, let's do it. I'm going to do a love song. I don't have a lot of love songs, but really almost everything I do is a love song. Boxes was. Men and Out was a love song. They're not exactly straight ahead, I love you kind of stuff, but they're, baseball's kind of a love song, kind of. And this one is just pure love, pure sort of love. If you can have a pure love song that starts out, there's a beautiful woman who walks with a limp. Well, okay, let's try this. I want to thank Boss Kane for, I don't know if he's still here, but thanks for, yeah, that was nice. Yeah, I like those young men. There's a beautiful woman who walks with a limp. He calls her his princess, he calls her his gimp. She calls him a fat man, calls him a pimp. She teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? Well, 4 years they've been married, not a one day of trouble. Got two happy boys, good luck, daily double. Love to dance with each other, say they live in a bubble. Go to church twice a week, not one day of trouble. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? Shout hallelujah, oh, your sisters and your brother. She wears fishnet, he wears leather.
when the boys are at his mother's. There's a beautiful woman who walks with a limp. He calls her his princess, calls her his gimp. She calls him a fat man, calls him a pimp. She teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? And isn't love grand? Isn't love great? And isn't love grand?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, you want to do more new stuff? We can do a Jimmy Cagney piece. That's what happens when writers have the afternoon off. They watch old movies. And I don't know where this one, exactly what it means. It's a love song, too. Listen, we're going to run one long set tonight. I mean, so any of you that need to get up and go or do something, I think we've got like a, Martin, what are we in for, 10 something? So we're going to
go to 10:45.
10:45. We're going to sing fast, and I'm not going to talk much, and we're going to, not really I won't. I'll just, okay, well, let's see what happens. The fifth time we played this? Six?
Six.
Six is a lucky number. Six is nine upside down. It makes it really lucky. I don't know what I'm talking about. Word, please. It's a joke. Well, that's what you get. Dirty cop a little, Jimmy Cagney said. There are 13 rounds that are in the hopper. And then the cops, they made Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts, copper jacket full of lead. They wanted little Jimmy Cagney dead. That's what you get, you dirty coppers. You got 13 rounds, hey, in the hopper. Mama, mama, how yell. He told them coppers he could fly from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. He's yelling, you dirty rats, it's a one big lie. In the crowd, your back fly, Jimmy fly, all the excitement. Well, everybody got high. Mama, mama, how I yell from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where have you gone, my love? Now that I have found my way, where have you gone, my love? Now that I am old and gray. Bells are ringing and the choirs are singing. Step out in the field if you are looking for trouble, man, you can find it. We'll come out swinging out in the field. The farmer's burning the stubble out in the field. Well, people living in the rubble, but only come out if you are looking for trouble. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing, you get what you want. We'll come out swinging. Now that I have found my way, where have you gone, my that's what you get. Little Jimmy Cagney said, there are 13 rounds that are in the hopper, and then the cops, they made Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts, copper jacket full of lead. They wanted little Jimmy Cagney dead, that's what you get. You dirty coppers, you get 13 rounds, they in the hopper. Mama, mama, how he yelled, he told them coppers, you go to hell. From the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where have you gone, my love, now that I have found my way? Where have you gone, my love, now okay, we're going to do another new one. Rock On. I think this is number 6 for this one, too. This is a combination of a Yeats poem, that last line from The Second Coming. Dark, dark, dark. I use some really dark material because it makes what I do sound really light. Beast, there are mega blessings and golden fleece. There's golden, golden, golden fleece. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. All your dues are paid, palms are greased. Your neighbors and the neighborhood sufficiently policed. Feast, 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 feast. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. Thank you. Thank you. That is the funnest song to do. You know, it sounds so dark, but really, it you know, I'm not really a dancer. I'm not. Robert O'Keefe's got that song, No Kind of Dance World. You know, I understand that. I'm not, but that is almost a causative, a two-step causative agent. I needed a word, and I couldn't come up with it. And so, therefore, we come up with a two-step causative agent. Three words. You could have given me one. Thank you. You want to do Iron? How about... Naomi, I'll do this twice for you. It's called Iron. And it's a love song. It's a love song that has alcoholism in it, codependency, a car wreck, infidelity. What else? That's the major checklist for love songs.
Yeah.
I think we got most of them.
There's another part, but I didn't know how to describe it.
Well, it's the endurance of love, I think. A two-step causative agent went over better than the endurance of love.
Okay.
What do we do? That's B flat, don't we? Anyway, I was in Nebraska. This woman told me the story. It's her family, and he's an iron worker. And somebody's got to weld down the red iron in these buildings, and that's what he did. He loved his work. I mean, which I understand, he's a good welder. You know, you're outdoors all day. It's called hanging iron. Is what the trade is called, iron hangers. And I start out, it's iron that he hangs, and for a long time it was on a record, I guess my first record, I can't remember. Nobody could understand what I said. And they were like, it was Orn, and nobody knew what it was. It's iron that he hangs. I'll tell you the first line. Well, it's iron that he hangs, and he loves his work. He drives hours each day. He's never been hurt. He's got a back of steel. Got burns on the sleeves of his shirt. He drinks too much when stuff gets heavy. He can't think straight. His mind gets all hazy, so he stops at a sports bar. Everybody knows he's a flirt. So he's driving to work with his head split open from the last night's drinking and the last night's smoking, and he never got home. Now there'll be hell to pay. She'll be yelling and he'll be screaming and the kids will be crying. It's like a house full of demons, says to himself, son, why do people live this way? Oh, well, she says to Luann, he's the father of my babies. I know you think I'm wrong. I know you think I'm crazy for sticking around when he's drunk all over town. But you don't see, he can be so sweet. He only gets mean when he gets in his drink. He's good to the kids, just sometimes he gets down. Well, the iron drops bad, nothing seems to fit. He gets busted on his wells and he wants to just quit. He wants to curl up tight on the cold white ground and cry. Works full shift, he picks up a six. It's almost Christmas, the roads are getting slick. She's gonna be at the door and it's gonna be a hell of a fight. So he's an hour out of Lincoln, no shoulder on the road, and it's a dark and it's snowing, and he ought to go slow, but he pushes the Ford. It planes, it slides like a sled. Tires hit the edge and he spins like a top. Then the truck slides low in the ditch till it stops. It hurts where he banged his head. So he sits in the cab and he can't read the gauges, and the wipers, they whip like wind over pages. It's loud, it's static on the radio. It gets too light to see. He just stared, gets too light to see. And then he got scared, then the light was gone. It's just wipers and wind turn. Snow. The father of my babies. I know you think I'm wrong. I know you think I'm crazy for sticking around when he's drunk all over town. But you don't see he can be so sweet. He only gets mean when he gets his drink. He's good to the kids, just sometimes he gets down. Well, so he pulls back on, drives real slow, throws the last of the six out to wind in the snow. Something's changed. He saw a light, should have seen dark. And that's the last time he drank. Still a hell of a fight, but she knew he wasn't lying when he told her about the light. She knew he wasn't lying about the light. See, it's iron that he hangs, and he loves his work. He drives hours each day. He's never been hurt. He's got a back of steel. He's got burns on the sleeves of his shirt. Okay, that was awfully happy. That means, you know what happens after a happy song? That means we have to go really sad. This is really not a sad song. This is another love song. It's called Odessa. And it comes from West Texas. Yeah, and it's blended. It's a Stephen Foster. It starts out with that beautiful Stephen Foster, who I think was some sort of god. His melodies were just so so perfect. So we're going to start out with Hard Times Come Again No More, and then a story that came out of West Texas, and I've got to quit telling about the sink. There was a woman that was almost vomited last night. I checked in Odessa long, long time ago. I was passing through and checked into a super cheap place. I mean, like, super cheap place to stay. You know, it's got the Plex, you know, the armored glass. You know where you check in? You haven't done that yet. Come to America. They've got this, and there are a lot of key marks on it. So I don't know if people are scratching to get in. You know, I didn't look that closely. I don't know if people are scratching to get in there or scratching to get out of there. I can't tell. And it's yellowed. But anyway, I got in to get to the point of the story. You know, I check in and. And I go back to the bathroom, and you know, it's got that pink tile that was everybody in the 50s thought was so really cool. And under the sink was like a huge pool of dried blood. I mean, like really big. You know, like you couldn't really step through the bathroom without. Luckily, it was so dry that if you stepped in it, you wouldn't track it over that commercial-grade carpet that was worn down to a millionth of an inch thick. How about them shoes? I love that. You guys, they're wearing the same, like, Roman gladiator shoes. I don't know if one of you can get your feet up high enough for the crowd to see, but It's got to be a little bit higher. And look, I'm not going to look, but because that would be awkward from the stage. Chip, let's avert our... If you can get your foot up high enough so that... We are putting the... We are not looking at your dress shield up. Did you do it? Did you get your foot up high enough? Could anybody see it?
I think that's all she's going to show right now.
I think that's all she's going to show. Well, look, we didn't look. Did you see us use the super secret... No looking at women's skirt shield. We used that. We both did. I don't know where I'm going. This is Bobby and Ann, right? Yeah, okay. I just think that's interesting. Can you see them? They're like, what are they, 6-7 inches tall? I mean, did you have to like weave them up that way, or did they come from the store that way? Okay.
Great.
Well, me and Chip, we don't have the same outfit on. Same shoes. Maybe we ought to start this song.
Yeah, we're getting in deep here.
I could get distracted.
While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks would say, oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song, sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
It was an Odessa boy. Play for Mojo back in the boom. Drove a Corvette, took what he wanted, and people, they learned to give him lots of room. You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered. Cause the dark, crude flow, the wild oats scattered. Oh, the dark, crude, it flowed. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. That was the only thing that mattered. But life was easy in the Big Jack's pump, pulling cash from the Permian field. Now there were cabinets, it full of high-grade scotch, garage, it full of high-speed steel. You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered. Cause the dark, crude flow, the wild oats scattered. Oh, the dark, crude flow. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. That was the only thing that mattered. But then he killed a girl when he rode a Corvette. Daddy's money made lawyers go away. His mother bought vodka with all that cash. She kinda knew. Yeah, she kinda knew. Thank you. old man now. Lives on his dead daddy's place. Never took a wife. He's gonna die without a trace. You see, he loved the girl who was pinned in the vet. He talks to her every day. Her face was blood and diamonds. He remembers her that way. You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered. 'Cause the dark, crude flowed wild, oh, it's scattered. Dark, crude, it flowed. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. It was the only thing that mattered.
There's a dark, drooping maiden who throws her life away.
He fought, he flattered,
one heart whose bitter days,
and he got what he wanted. That was the only thing.
Her voice, it may be merry, tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again, no more. There's a song, sigh of the
Chip Dolan. That's cool. Orphan, you want to try that?
Yeah.
A love song. You want to do, Sweetly Undone?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, fine. So you didn't think I had any more, did you? Actually, we've got several. We could do... You'd be shocked at how many songs I consider love songs. See, we get to use my definition. This really is a love song. I went to a pool with somebody, and they unsnapped their bikini top. Well, it obviously impressed me more than impressed you. You know, women do that all the time. And I don't think it ever impresses women when they unsnap their own bikini top. It does things for other people, though. You don't realize what that does. Well, I watch you at the pool, slowly undress, spray your towel on St. Augustine. You lay down and rest, lay down and rest. Lay down in the sun, lay down with your top
It's sweet, the undone. There are cardinals and roses. We've had lots of rain. You've got your book on Africa, and I've got Twain. Lay down and rest. Lay down in the sun. Lay down with your top. It's sweetly undone. Oh, sweetly undone. Sweetly undone. There's one red rose glistens in the sun. Well, hey, remember New Year's Eve? I know it's not a test. At the top of the stairs, you slowly undress. You slowly undress. Oh, father, oh, son, slowly undress. And sweetly undone. There's one red rose, it opens in the sun.
Thank you. So there, we did a love song. Now we can do a song about abandonment. Abandonment and people, women with mother issues. See, that last one was so sweet. Surely we can get like four really sort of psychologically difficult songs out. Don't you think? One to four. She used to say she was an orphan. Never was exactly the truth. It's just her mother got tired of her hanging around. So she ended up a living in a home for girls. She's a straight-haired kid in a house full of curls. A straight-haired kid, she's always hanging around. And she sings Swing Low. Sweet chariot, she's coming. She gonna carry me home. So the first chance she got, she said, I do, to a tall town boy. He said, me too. Honorable mention, all district quarterback. He said, I'll carry you away. She left him drunk on a stool in a county line bar, going on about
about high school, how he was a star. She just got tired of him hanging around. And she sings Swing Low. Sweet chariot, she's coming, she gonna carry me home. She got a job at the Dairy Queen, had two baby boys, two more diamond rings, and her husbands, they were brave. But she split at one horse town, she just got tired of all the people that's hanging around. She split at a one horse town. She lives outside L.A., a broke-down baseball player. He used to play double-A, a religious man. He never drinks or swears. But she's tired of all this talk about her getting saved. She's tired of all the talk of Revelation Day. She's tired, tired of him hanging around. And she sings Swing Low. Sweet chariot, she's coming for to carry me home. She sings Swing Low.
Swing Low.
Sweet chariot, she's
Yeah, thanks. But this is kind of a love song, too, in its own way. Really? Well, thanks. You know, I just now started playing this. I played it a few times just by myself, and it was lonely. First light city streets, they are white and pristine, waiting on the tracks of the early machines. The city's so pretty when the snow falls just a dawn. Hey paper boy, how about them cells? The snow keeps falling, I think it's never gonna melt. The city's so pretty. Got a cup of coffee, a Sunday globe. I get a table by the window, wash the plows in the road. The city's so pretty. From ships in the night, good sailors from the sea, they walk the streets at dawn down on Beacon Street. This city's so pretty. so far from home. Snow is deep and the road is long. Snow is deep, the road is long. So far from home. I pass a stranger on the street and he's away out of sorts. And he says, "Hey, mister, see, I come up short. You got any change? The Lord loves a giver, I believe." It's small change to a stranger. Change on the street is change to a man. Thought he'd never get peep, but there's a thousand ways that a man in the snow gets lost. I guess so. Far from home. Snow is deep and the road is long. Snow is deep, the road is long. So far from home. Forgiveness, help me understand why I hold on tight. I do not let go. I walk these streets. I am frozen in snow. First light city streets are white. Steam, they were waiting on tracks of the dirty machines. First light city streets are white. Pristine, they are waiting. Yeah, I think we got some in the back. That's fine. You can have some of mine. Okay.
I'll grab one.
Could,
what do you want to drink?
I don't know. Let's get you a water. I'll just stand here for a second. Really? Do you want to? Chip's going to grab a water, and I'm just going to stand here and feel awkward, out of place, lonely.
Can you tell me about the story behind Snug?
I can. You know, I got hit in the middle of somebody else's war in 86. And, you know, I couldn't figure out really what to do with all that. When, I was on a train, and, you know, I was on this in Cusco, the Narrow Gauge Rail. And there was a German boy by me, and his mother was here, and his father was here, and the bomb was, you know, up on the luggage rack. And when the bomb went off, you know, it killed her really in a quick, nasty way, killed the father in a quick, nasty way, and killed the boy. In a real slow, nasty way. And I had a cut artery and cut vein. And so I tried to write my way through that, tried to say, what is it like when a bomb goes off? And I was writing long narrative stuff, and it just didn't work. It just didn't. So let's do Steel while we're doing it. Let's dig in. I mean, if you want to know a story, yeah. But so what happened was I couldn't figure out really had to write into it. And finally, I just started with the narrative, sitting on the train to Machu Picchu. Now, that's the blast part of it. Snow was where I was trying to figure out, how do you forgive people? You know, I couldn't really attach me, you know, getting, you know, I had a cut artery, cut vein, had gangrene, you know, blew my ears in, had brain damage and stuff. And gangrene is really a nasty little piece of work. It's pretty stinky and stuff. But so Snow, I was living in Boston and trying to figure out how to get to a place where I could forgive people. And you know, ultimately for me, I could, but I couldn't get clear about the boy. I've never gotten clear about, you know, how what happens when you kill a child. And really, that's not a forgiveness issue for me. There's a whole other thing that I don't deal with, but that's what that's about. You know, what I was doing was, and this is probably too much information, but because I was keeping all that anger and hatred, it was killing me. It wasn't hurting anybody else. So that's what that was about. And really what happened was we resolved that so it dissolves into beauty. I think beauty in that song equals forgiveness. So Chip does this really lovely thing, and we don't stay quarterly in that whatever it was, he begins to fracture it and takes it into sort of different places. And once we do that, and he plays it actually different every night. So I anticipate some narrative line, so some musical line, and once he begins to fracture it, I shift and just go with wherever he's going, regardless of what the narrative was before. So actually what I do is displace that the difficulty of the lack of forgiveness. Sitting on the train to Machu Picchu, the passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know. Oh, what's gone wrong, God? Have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well. I swear, doctor, don't you have anything like morphine for this pain? I swear, Jesus, you can take me now. I do believe I'm about to go insane. I'm looking back at the world as one who is leaving in a dream come right out of hell. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well. Is just an observer, the same bell tolls for the served for the strong, the weak, for the weary and the brave. Everybody ride come judgment day, cause trains explode, steel flies, and the sisters ring the Catholic bells. rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fairly well. Sitting on the train to Machu Picchu, the passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know what's gone wrong. God have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fairly well. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fairly well. Came up, and really, I don't have a segue on that one. But let's segue into something else. Martin, how are we doing on time? We got time for.
Yeah, you've got about, well, as long as you like. At least 20 minutes.
We got 20 minutes. We're doing great. Well, let's change the pace.
You want to do Kenny Rogers?
Well, let's do Kenny Rogers. We've never done this, but Chip said, to change the pace, he said, let's do Kenny Rogers. And I said, you know what? That'll change the pace. Yeah, let's run it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, really, if you have any questions, I'll answer as much as I can. The snow thing, like I said, we've just started playing it because it's, I think when I was doing it without that beautiful outro, it was just too hard, too harsh, I thought. But with a really beautiful outro, it does what it's supposed to. It dissolves into beauty. You know, there are a few songs I don't talk about. I don't talk about Waves, and I don't talk about Angel Hair. You know, and really most everything else I'll tell you about. But there are a few songs that, you know, I just go, I kind of seize up on the inside. And I don't know why that is. I mean, I'll tell you about other songs. Palestine, got Satan on the run, shouts the Nazarene. You know, I went to a church meeting when I was a kid, and man, they were up there. You know, we got Satan on the run. And I didn't think they did. I didn't, you know, Satan seemed to be just fine. Not really. I couldn't see anything. Well, let's do Kenny Rogers. That'll change the mood. And you may not recognize this as Kenny Rogers. That's the tricky part. But it is. Not really. It's Mickey Newberry, that beautiful writer, one of my heroes. I woke up this morning with the sun down, shining in. I found my broken mind in a brown paper bag again.
I tripped up on a cloud, I fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in. I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, I followed it in. I met myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I thought I'd never unwind. I saw so much I think I broke my mind. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in. Somebody painted April Fool in big black letters on a dead-end sign. I had my foot on the gas, I left the road, I blew out my mind. I'm 8 miles out of Memphis, I ain't got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in, see what condition my condition was in. I just dropped in, see what condition my condition was in. Oh, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you want to do Palestine?
Yeah. Well, let's do something. Do what?
Yeah.
Juarez. Oh my God. Well, guess what we have with us? We have an accordion. How can we not play? Did somebody boo? I can't believe that. I've had that hurts. We parked in a car park in Dublin, and my guitar was back then. I was worried. I was worried about my guitar, and Chip said, "Don't worry. There's an accordion back there. Nobody's going to break in." And see, he thought what I was going to say was, "How did that work?" He said. He said, "How does that joke go? I don't know it."
I left my accordion in the back seat of the car and came back, and the window was smashed out, and there were two more accordions in the car. It's like a banjo.
All right. We're in this one. Is that right? Just stay in the minors for a little bit. This is a love song. He wears a blue
suede cowboy hat. He's got a Juarez woman stretched out on his lap. He sings an old song. It's a song to himself. He sings, waiting round to die. You see now one border whorehouse that looks just like another, but he first came to this one with his father and his brother. Now nobody cares one way or another. He sings an old song, a song to himself. He sings, waiting round to die. You see, it's a plump woman, she is a tendon bar. He holds hands with another plump woman named Star. Lays a 20 on the table by the pig's feet jar. Sings an old song, yes, a song to himself. He sings, a waiting around to die. Beautiful woman, and she wraps around his shoulder. Eyes are painted like clay, except colder. She says, hell of a deal, ain't it? It's getting older. Waiting round to die, he sings, waiting round to die. Waiting round to die, he sings, waiting round to die. He thinks, who in the world would write a song like that? And then the two plump women start laughing at his hat, so he pulls another 20 out just like that. Sings an old song, it's a song to himself. He sings, a waiting around to die. He wears a blue suede cowboy hat. He's got a woman in her underwear sitting on his lap. He sings an old song, it's a song to himself. He sings, waiting around to die. Oh, he sings an old song, it's a song to himself. He sings, waiting around to die. Yes, he sings an old song, it's a song to himself. He sings, waiting around to die. Oh, he sings an old song, it's a song to himself. He sings, waiting around to die. Was a Mexican pony, you and I would ride from the desert in the dark, cross the river to the other side. Border guards, they waved us through, and a Latinos they cried. When love was a Mexican pony, you and I would ride. And than love was a porcelain angel in a church in Mexico, dressed in silk with painted tears. We worshipped what we did not know. Love was a porcelain angel. It was the moment we kissed. It was incense, it was grace. It was the sound of a serpent's hiss. Love was a Mexican pony that you and I would ride from the desert in the dark, across the river to the other side. And then love was a Sunday morning when our white flags flew in smoke. It was just before the call to mass, our cigarettes, the jokes. And love was a Sunday morning when you and I would pray, press our hands together the way we did when you went away. Border guards, they waved us through, and the Latinos, they cried. When love was a Mexican pony, you and I would ride. When love was a Mexican pony, that you and I would ride.
Thank you, thank you. Kane. How are we doing on time? Are we okay on time? One, two more. What are we doing on time, Mark? I can't. Two more, one more?
Two more.
Two less? Is that what you said? Take back that last song, sing it in reverse. We can do it.
You've got about
10
minutes.
Okay, about 10 minutes. What do we want to close with? What do you want to close with?
Broken Fingers.
You want to do it? Yeah, okay, if we got 2 seconds, how about Broken Fingers and we'll do Truly? Are you okay? Yeah, okay, we'll do Broken Fingers and we'll do Truly. And it's okay. You know, normally I wouldn't do Snow, Broken Fingers, and Steel in the same set. I mean, it just seems like
it's
look, I think the light here is so beautiful. There's so many greens and yellows in the light. We drove in. Chip didn't know we were coming to the ocean. Really, when we first saw the ocean, he was like, it's the ocean. And I was like, yeah, it's the ocean. Big body of water. Well, this is the part of that thing in South America where I think we're really where I learned gratitude and not to complain. You know, because I got mashed up pretty bad, but that boy died a pretty awful death, as did his mother. And I was relearning to play guitar, playing left-handed guitar, and you know it wasn't very good. I was playing pretty rotten. It was a pretty crummy way to do it, but one day I was, you know, fumbling through some piece. And when I was fumbling through, it was pretty awful, and I had this wave of I felt sorry for myself, and then the little boy's face, it just kind of rolled up. And at that point, I don't have much, really, to complain about. Ago, it's 16 years every day. Course I know. Forget his face. Of course I don't. It's etched like a crystal vase. These broken fingers. Some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream. When the dream is real, his broken fingers. Forget his eyes, his silhouette. Of course I don't, of course I don't forget. They are blue eyes, a silhouette. I don't forget these broken fingers. Some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream when the dream is real. These broken fingers. Like a crystal vase, these broken fingers. Some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream when the dream is real. These broken fingers. These broken fingers. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to do one more. Martin, thank you. This is lovely. Matt, thanks for sound. The sound is beautiful up here.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming. Chip Dolan, I thank you for traveling so far. It's wonderful to play with a great artist, and it sure makes travel and shows really, really just lovely. I've got a lot of friends out here tonight. After we stop, I'm gonna come out and talk, unless you can skate out so fast that I can't catch you. I'm sorry, no, thank you. Rebecca Kemp, thank you. Thank you all. Our tour manager, Rebecca Kemp, we want to thank her. Really, without her, I don't know, someone lost the tickets to the ferry boat to Ireland. I'm so awful. I blamed her because I told her that she didn't tell me not to lose them. Is that pathetic or what? I said, Rebecca, if you'll just tell me not to lose them, I won't. Well, let's do one more song. We'll do Trulay. That's a nice, and Trulay is a made up song, and that Trulay part, it doesn't mean anything really. And if you want to sing along, you can sing along, because I heard it, and I know you guys have heard this. I won't go into the long thing. A friend of mine, it's their high school. They said Trulay in their high school fight song. They came out of Spring Creek, Texas, out in the Panhandle. And it's an awful fight song, but they said Trulay. And I think what happened was they got that far west, and they were trying to remember Turalurulay, and they just got it wrong. But they're sweet people. I was doing a radio show with Ray Wiley Hubbard, and I said, you know, they're crawdads, you know, which are little like large bugs or small lobsters. And Ray said, but their trophy case was mighty empty. You drive an hour out of Dalhart. One long straight line. There's a ranch house out of nowhere. There's a crossroad. There's a sign. She was born in that ranch house. Her daddy slapped her alive. The doctor's still in town, 'cause he's too drunk to drive. Singing Trulay, Trulay, Trulay. Singing Trulay, Trulay, Trulay. There were horses to ride. There were dapples, grays, and wide open skies. And there were pintos, bays, they got to run in full stride. The wind in her face, well, it was like she could fly. Singing Trulay, 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 true. Singing Trulay, 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 true. Well, there was oil, oil, oil be found. Everywhere you put a boot, there was oil in the ground. There's oil in the ground. There's oil in the mud. You pump long enough, you see it gets in the blood. Singing Trulay, 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 true. Singing Trulay, 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 true. She turned 15, took a roughneck with a hand-done tattoo. They run off and hit hot rod, 442. And driving all night, they got to drinking all day. Ended up down in Dallas in a family way. Singing Trulay, Trulay, true. Singing Trulay, 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 true. 30, her and a girl never said why she left, but she wore culture pearls. And she says to her father, no questions, no lies. She drove a T-Bird and she had the top down and she had a wondrously very cold beer between her wondrously, wondrously, really, really warm thighs. You're singing truly, 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 true. Singing truly, 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 true. Well, there were horses, horses, horses to ride. There were dapples and grays and wide open skies, and there were pintos, bays. They got to running full stride. The wind in her face, well, it was like she could fly. Let's do it all together. Singing truly, 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 true. Truly, 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 true. Truly, 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 true. Truly, 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 true.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Let's do going. We're going to do one short one. We're going to do one short song. We're going to do one little tiny song. It's just a blessing. Go in peace. Go in kindness. Go in love. Go in faith. Leave the day. Day behind us, day is done. Go in grace. Let us go into the dark, not afraid, not alone, and let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home. And let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Thank you and good night.